Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever in the world you are. You in for a treat today from the Catholic Defender, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy Novena. This is the second day. Tomorrow we'll have the third day, and you don't want to miss one of these days because it's just nothing short of fantastic. In fact, fantastic doesn't even begin to cover it. So the Catholic Defender, the Chaplet of the Divine Mercy Novena, the second day. He says, today bring to me the souls of priests and religious and immerse them in my unfathomable mercy. It was they who gave me strength to endure my bitter passion. Through them as through channels of my mercy flows out upon mankind. Most merciful Jesus, from whom comes all that is good, increase your grace in men and women consecrated to your service, that they may perform worthy works of mercy, and that all who see them may glorify the Father of mercy, who is in heaven. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the company of chosen ones in your vineyard, upon the souls of priests and religious, and endow them with the strength of your blessing for the love of the heart of your Son in which they are enfolded. Impart to them your power and light, that they may be able to guide others in the way of salvation, and with one voice sing praises to your boundless mercy for ages without end. Amen. For the love of For the love of the heart of your Son, in which they are enfolded, impart to them your power and light, that they may be able to guide others in the way of salvation, and with one voice sing praises to your boundless mercy for ages without end. Amen. Today bring to me the souls of priests and religious and immerse them in my unfathomable mercy. It was they who gave me strength to endure my bitter passion. Through them, as through channels, my mercy flows out upon mankind. Begin with the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Prepare your heart and mind. Pray the prayer of St. Faustina. Pray an Our Father. Pray a Hail Mary. Pray the Apostles' Creed. First decade, repeat this pattern four times. In the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska, Jesus asked at the Feast of Divine Mercy, known today as Divine Mercy Sunday, the Sunday after Easter, be preceded by a novena to the Divine Mercy. A novena is 9 days of prayer in preparation for a feast. In the case of the novena to Divine Mercy, we pray the chaplet of Divine Mercy each day for a specific intention. Those intentions are all mankind, especially sinners, the souls of priests and religious, all devout and faithful souls who do not believe in God, and those who do not yet know Jesus, the souls who have separated themselves from the church, the meek, the humble souls, and the souls of little children, the souls of who especially venerate and glorify his mercy, the souls detained in purgatory, and the souls which have become lukewarm. Well, you can't get lukewarm over this. Our Lord told St. Faustina, I desire that during these 9 days you bring souls to the fountain of my mercy, that they may draw strength and refreshment and whatever grace they need in the hardships of life, and especially at the hour of death, Diary 1209. At the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy, the live stream chaplet of mercy, novena is recited perpetually at the hour of great mercy, the 3 o'clock hour. In the case of the novena to Divine Mercy, we pray the chaplet of Divine Mercy each day beginning Good Friday, April 7th, for a specific intention. These intentions are all mankind, especially sinners, the souls of priests and religious, all devout and faithful souls, those who do not believe in God and those who do not yet know Jesus, so the souls who have separated themselves from the church, the meek and humble souls, and the souls of little children, the souls of who especially venerate and glorify his mercy, the souls of detained in purgatory, and the souls who have become lukewarm. Well, we have our first reading, Acts 4, 23 through 31. I believe we have a little musical number. Thank you. 4:23-31. After their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported what the chief priests and elders had told them. And when they heard it, they raised their voices to God with one accord and said, "Sovereign Lord, maker of heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, you said by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your father David, your servant, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples entertain folly? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the princes gathered around against the Lord and against his anointed. Indeed, they gathered in this city against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed Herod and Pontius Pilate together with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do what your hand and your will had long ago planned to take place. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with all boldness as you stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are done. Through the name of your holy servant, Jesus." As they prayed, the place where they were gathered shook, and they were all filled with the Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. Responsorial Psalm, "Blessed are all who take refuge in the Lord." That's Psalm 2, verse 1 through 3. "Why do the nations rage and the peoples utter folly? The kings of the earth rise up and the princes conspire together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us break their fetters and cast their bonds from us. Blessed are all who take refuge in the Lord. He who is throned in heaven laughs. The Lord derides them. Then in anger he speaks to them and terrifies them in his wrath. I myself have set up my kingdom on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. Blessed are all who take refuge in the Lord. The Lord said to me, 'You are my son. This day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall rule them with an iron rod. You shall scatter them like an earthen dish. Blessed are all who take refuge in the Lord. If then you are raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." The Gospel, John 3, 1 through 8. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh. What is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. And so it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Now it's time for the saint of the day. We saw the original Nick at night, Nicodemus. Now it's time for the saint of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the saint of the day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the saint of the day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Oh, they sure won't, but there'll be a lot of help. The saint of the day today is Benedict Joseph Labre. Saint of the day, Labre had an uncle, a parish priest, who living some distance from his family home. This uncle gladly received him and undertook his early education for the priesthood. At the age of 16, he approached his uncle about becoming a Trappist monk, but his parents told him he would have to wait until he grew older. When Benedict was about 18, an epidemic struck the city, and uncle and nephew busied themselves in the service of the sick. While the uncle took care of souls and bodies of people, Benedict went to and fro caring for the cattle. Among the last victims of the epidemic was Labre's uncle. Benedict Joseph Labre was truly eccentric, one of God's special little ones. Born in France and the eldest of 18 children, he studied under his uncle, a parish priest. Because of poor health and the lack of suitable academic preparation, he was unsuccessful in his attempts to enter the religious life. Then at 16, a profound change took place. Benedict lost his desire to study and gave up all thoughts of the priesthood, much to the consternation of his relatives. He became a pilgrim, traveling from one great shrine to another, living off alms. He wore the rags of a beggar and shared his food with the poor. Filled with the love of God and neighbor, Benedict had special devotion to the Blessed Mother and to the Blessed Sacrament. In Rome, where he lived in the Colosseum for a time, he was called the poor man of the 40 hours devotion and the beggar of Rome. The people accepted his ragged appearance better than he did. His excuse to himself was that our comfort is not in this world. St. Benedict's food was composed of the leavings that fell from the tables of others. Alms that had been given him, he gave to the poor. The rags of this beggar of the Lord covered a heart that glowed with love of God and neighbor, and the tenderness, devotion to the Blessed Sacrament and to the Mother of God. At Assisi, he was received into the confraternity of the Court of St. Francis. He has been the pride of that pious society ever since. Labre joined the Third Order of St. Francis and settled on a life of poverty and pilgrimage. He first traveled to Rome on foot, subsisting on what he could get by begging. He then traveled to most of the major shrines of Europe, often several times each. On April 16, 1783, the last day of his life, Benedict dragged himself to a church in Rome and prayed there for 2 hours before he collapsed, dying peacefully in a nearby house. Immediately after his death, the people proclaimed him a saint. Benedict Joseph Labre's confessor, Marconi, wrote his biography and attributed 136 separate cures to his intercession within 3 months of his death. These miracles were instrumental in the conversion of Reverend John Thayer, the first American Protestant clergyman to convert to Catholicism, who was resident in Rome at the time of St. Benedict's death. Soon after his death, he was declared blessed by Pope Pius IX in 1860 and canonized by Pope Leo VIII in 1881. Benedict is a patron saint of the homeless. His feast day is observed on April 16th. And that's our saint of the day.
Well, you know, that just kind of goes with that song I played, Mike, Desert Road.
Your voice dropped off the face of the earth.
Wow. Well, just like, I want to intercede for this devotion. We want to intercede for those who are the prodigals, to pray the prodigals home. Those who have different addictions.
Amen.
All kinds of addictions. We want to pray for America. We also want to pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy. We want to pray for all of our families and all of our children. And so we want to pray for peace. And Jesus, we trust in you. I trust in you. But I want to say that we
Me too.
Trust in you. And I want to thank you again, Mike, for an excellent job there. That was fantastic. And you helped saving my voice, what voice is left. And I got a question, and maybe at this end of the song, you might be able to answer it. So I'll end it with this song. God bless you, Mike, and all those listening out there.
From the canyons of the mind we wander on and stumble blindly through the often tangled maze of starless nights and sunless days, while asking for some kind of clue, a road to lead us to the truth. But who will answer? Side by side two people stand together, vowing hand in hand that love's embedded in their hearts. But soon an empty feeling starts to overwhelm their hollow lives, and when they seek the hows and whys, who will answer? On a strange and distant hill, a young man's lying very still. His arms will never hold his child, because a bullet running wild has struck him down. And now we cry, dear God, oh why, but who will answer? High upon a lonely ledge, a figure teeters near the edge, and jeering crowds collect below to egg him on with go, man, go. But who will ask what led him to his private day of doom, and who will answer? If the soul is darkened by a fear it cannot name, if the mind is baffled when the rules don't fit the game, who will answer? Colored thoughts in muddled heads, reclining on the rumpled beds of unmade dreams that can't come true. When we ask what we should do, who will answer? Beneath the spreading mushroom tree, the world revolves in apathy. As overhead a row of specks roars on, drowned out by discotheques. And if a secret button's pressed, because one man has been outguessed, who will answer? Is our hope in walnut shells worn round the neck with temple bells? Or deep within some cloistered walls where hooded figures pray in halls? Or from old books on dusty shelves? Or in our stars or in ourselves? Who will answer?
Something to think about, but the one who will answer is God.
Jesus.
That's exactly right.
Jesus, I
trust.
That's
exactly right. And I often play the reprise of this thing over again.
Oh, that's awesome. Please do, and send it out to your friends. And all
here's our
hoping
walnut tells worn round the neck with temple bells. Walls where hooded figures pray in halls, for crumbled books and dusty shelves, for in our stars or in ourselves, who will answer?
Tomorrow, day 3 of this exciting novena. Don't you dare miss it.
Awesome. Well, Mike, I'm going to go get Jason. And that'd be awesome. So I'm so thankful and proud of my son, my youngest son. So I'll be listening to the show on my way to pick him up. And
he's a chip off the old block, isn't he?
I think he is. He's done a great job. All right. Well, God bless you, Mike. And thank you so much. And we'll do this tomorrow.
Well, we have to do this tomorrow.
That's right. It's not have to.
We get to. There you go.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. We'll catch you in a few.
You bet. You take care.
Good night, everybody. You too. And everybody listening, be safe. Good day.